Target Circle, the program you know and love now, includes automatic deals.
The all-new Target Circle is the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will be automatically applied at checkout.
Plus, the unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360, is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's.
Right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership.
That's $50 off the regular price.
And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day.
Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35.
For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unk, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unk podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unk, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower. Now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Relive the magic of the iconic pop culture, music, and fashion of the 90s on The 90s Cruise. 5 days of concerts with some of the decade's most iconic stars, nightly theme parties, celebrity interaction, and all-out 90s events and activities.
Over 25 concerts and live performances starring Blues Traveler, Collective Soul, Gin Blossoms, Everclear, Lit, and more.
The 90s Cruise will sail from Tampa and head to Cozumel and Costa Maya, Mexico on Royal Caribbean Serenade of the Seas, January 31st through February 5th, 2025.
Head to the90scruise.com to book your cabin.
It's 902-1ONG with Jenny Garth and Tori Spelling.
We are here with an episode for you of 902-1ONG. Hi, I'm Jenny Garth, and my girl Tori Spelling is sick with the flu.
She's sick with the same thing everyone in America has.
Yeah, it's nasty, you guys. I say wear your masks again because hello. But Amy's going to stand in today as Amy and Tori. So she's got a double job. No pressure.
That is pressure, but I'm going to give this. I don't want to give it away, but this is a 10 out of 10 for me.
You can't. Oh, sorry. Okay, Amy. Listen, we're going to have it out right now since it's just the two of us. You can't. Let alone jump to the end of the episode, just talking about it. You can't jump to the part where we give the score first.
Should I build up the tension? Like, do they like it? Did they not
exactly.
like it?
Exactly. We can't just do that. People just turn the channel. I don't, is there a channel involved on the podcast listening?
They just hit stop.
Oh, yeah. We don't want that.
Oh, Jenny, this episode.
This is a good one.
It's such a home run.
From the very, okay, wait, let's just do our thing that we have to do because, you know, that's what people want us to do. Yeah. We're going to talk about season 4, episode 8, 20 years ago today, aired October 27th, 1993. Synopsis, big news is announced at the Walsh's 20th anniversary bash. Dylan warns Brandon about Brenda's boyfriend, David Gale, and Andrea has second thoughts about Dan Rubin. What?
Yeah.
Directed by James Whitmore Jr., written by Steve Wasserman and Jessica Klein.
Oh, that's why it's so good. Mm-hmm. Because we're back with Jessica writing it.
Yes, I know. It feels warm and cozy.
Yeah. Did you know right away when you saw the pictures what episode this was?
Nope.
So what did you think was happening?
I assumed it must be of some big mom and dad Walsh episode because it opens on the cutest pictures of them.
Did you like seeing your boyfriend in his younger years?
Yeah. He was so cute. I'm not going to lie. It made me like him a little bit more.
So what went through my mind immediately, because they show the wedding photo, like right at the top.
So cute. Looks real.
But that's what, there was no Photoshop back in the 90s.
There had to have been. Oh no, there wasn't.
How did they do that?
So they dressed them up as bride and groom and had a little photo shoot.
So young.
Oh, there's that. I don't know.
How did they do that? Because it, like, I literally thought long and hard about this. I'm thinking they found her photo, his photo,
and put it together. Yeah, that's what they did.
Like the old school Photoshop, which was just like gluing.
They glued that together, and presto, the Walshes got married.
Right. There must have been some sort of Photoshop because, like, Star Wars had technology, and that was like,
yeah, we're so bad. Of course there was something.
Second of all, why would they not just make a giant portrait out of it? Why did they make a puzzle?
I mean, all good American families like to sit down and do a puzzle together. A giant puzzle of their faces.
Against the wall.
It was weird. Okay, so you have to do the puzzle and then put it in the frame. But this was the puzzle already put together in the frame.
Right.
I don't know. Like, it was kind of cute.
Yeah, but the portrait would have been a great gift. Just a giant thing of their wedding photo. That would have been cool.
Yeah. Where are you going to put that, though? Where are you going to put the puzzle picture is another question. Where are they going to put that? In the kitchen, the dining room, the foyer, the living room, one of the bedrooms, the hallway.
So
we know
awkward.
The whole house. Like,
so
we've
awkward.
Seen it all. I think maybe it should go over the mantle.
I mean, it was a cool picture. And it was kind of like vintagey retro because it's been 20 years.
Yeah. I don't know. I was just thinking, why don't I wake up with like that with my husband every morning? So Cindy Walsh. So happy.
The
I guess she's
love,
super extra happy because it's their anniversary. And that's a big one.
Totally. And then did you see Jim slyly reach into the drawer and pull out the gift?
Yeah.
I saw him do it.
He
and then she's kind of like putting her robe on. What did you think of the gift?
He planned ahead. It was beautiful. What was that? Like green?
It was like an emerald necklace. Emerald. And it looked like it had a little diamond on it too.
Yeah. But what I couldn't figure out what that design was. I don't know. It was nice. He's a good gift giver.
It was nice for Jim and Cindy. I didn't want it, but like.
You don't
it was
want
nice
it?
For It wasn't my.
If a guy said, "Here, I present you with this little precious velvet jewelry case," and handed it to you, you'd be like, you'd open it and say, "Nah, I'm good."
Are you always happy with the jewelry your husband gives you, or does he not even try?
Listen, I'm happy when there's jewelry involved in a gift. It's just, yeah. I mean, I get excited whenever I see a jewelry box. It doesn't matter what's in it.
Totally makes me think of when my dad gave my mom a vacuum cleaner for Christmas.
Oh, I've already gotten one of those for Christmas.
Was it at least like a Dyson?
Yeah. And honestly, best gift he ever gave me.
Are you stoked because you love cleaning so much?
I love it so much. I love it. It's mounted on my wall in my laundry room. And it's always ready to go right there for me.
That was like special.
Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Okay, so this is the thing. Knowing what I know now, two big things happened in the credits of this episode.
Like what?
So, Mark Damon Espinosa.
Right. A new name popped up.
Major.
Mm-hmm.
And Dina Meyer. So,
right.
There was two major giveaways to those of us now knowing in the opening credits.
So, they were in the opening credits as guest stars or
No, just regular names. It didn't say like special guest star or anything. Okay. It just had their names rolling.
Yeah,
but the minute I saw it. So Dina Meyer was exciting. That was like, but seeing Mark Damon Espinosa, you're like, ooh.
I know, right? I thought the same thing. I was like, wait a second. Jesse's coming to town, but Dan Rubin's in town. How's this going to work out?
I didn't in my mind remember the full crossover with the two of them.
Oh, and I know, I don't.
But great appearance by Jesse, first out the gate.
Let me ask you a question. When you're watching now this show back and you know it so well, what pops into your head when you see somebody enter frame in a baseball hat? Like, do you think, bad hair day? They rushed her. She didn't get her hair done in time.
That's a funny question. No.
Like, why was Brenda wearing a baseball hat?
For me, it's just to give her that sporty look. Like, she was like, sporty, like, I'm running around doing stuff, getting ready for the party. Like, I popped on the baseball cap. Like, it gives her that Saturday morning vibe or whatever. Maybe it was a Friday, but.
I love that that's your thought.
Is it because their hair's messed up?
I don't know. That's my thought process. Immediately whenever I see anybody on our show, I'm like, what happened? Well, there was something bad in the makeup trailer. The hair doesn't look good. They're rushing her. Something, I don't know. I just feel like something's amiss whenever I see a baseball hat.
Speaking of makeup, this is going to make me seem very terrible. Like I know it's terrible, but I just feel like I wouldn't be doing my job if I didn't mention it.
Do your job then, Amy.
I did not think the makeup on Cindy at her party was good. I thought,
wow,
what? Like, it was 80s, too much makeup.
I did not even notice it.
You didn't.
Mm-mm.
What I felt like was they always make her look momish, right? Mm-hmm. Like, she's very cute. She's super pretty lady, like mom, cute. I always think they put her in bad clothes too, because I think they have to like differentiate, like, she's not the cool kid, she's the mom,
she's the one that always makes something in the kitchen,
and everybody can yell at me because I feel horrific saying it, so I want you to yell at me but her makeup for the party,
you didn't like it.
Well, I just felt like they said she's going to a party, let's put 10 times more makeup on her.
That's what happens. Like, this is your big anniversary party and we got to make you look special. So they pile it on.
Gussied up. And they were just like red. And I'm like a big fan of blush. Like back, do you remember Rouge? It was like Rouge. I love a little rougy cheek. This was like crazy. If anyone can find a picture so Jenny can see.
Gosh.
And then it was like eyeshadow.
I've had a lot of bad makeup on in my day, so maybe I just didn't. I'm numb to it.
We've had moments where at events and we have makeup people. I will protect the guilty. Where the talent cries, and they're like, "This isn't going to work."
And then
you just kind of like panic and you're calling another makeup artist in like, please help. And a couple times boys, we've had boys and they don't cry. They don't even care because boys have to get makeup on them. Men, I guess they're men. I shouldn't call boys.
What are you referring to? Like all your bachelors?
Well, one time we did have a fashion show. I'll never forget this. We had a fashion show and there was women and men. One guy had so much makeup on him that I was just like, oh my God, like what? And another makeup artist came in to like tone it down because it was just like, oh no. Like,
yeah, here's the thing with that. You are rolling the roulette dice, or is there dice involved in roulette? I don't know. You're spinning the thingy and you never know what you're going to come out looking like. It's kind of fun when you think about it because it's just an unknown and you sit down there and you're completely at the mercy of whoever the makeup artist is for that job and the hairstylist. And you just pray that they will do you good because sometimes you don't, it doesn't happen. And you're like, whoa.
And then you're just stuck. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, sometimes is there anyone you could go to and go like, this is horrifying?
Yeah. Like usually there's a few different makeup artists in the department. That creates a big, you know, rift among the ladies, though, the guys, whenever you go complaining.
Oh, God.
There
must be a head makeup person.
Mm, there's the head of department.
And so can you go to the head person and go, do you like this?
Yeah, you can. And usually if you're not happy, they'll fix it. But like I'm talking about like when it's just you and one makeup artist and one hairstylist and you have to go to an event or something, you never know what's gonna happen. I just did a job recently. I won't say the name or anything because it hasn't aired yet. But it was just a one-dayer and it was not great, the hair and makeup. And they were rushing me to set. I barely got my like dress zipped up and they were squishing me out of there. And I didn't even get a chance to like give myself a once over, like a good look, you know? So I have literally no idea what that's going to look like. Oh, well, what can you do?
Hey, everyone. So as you can imagine, we know a thing or two about makeup. We've pretty much tried it all.
And we are really liking Thrive Cosmetics because they have a full line of makeup perfect for an everyday look refresh.
They have clean ingredients that feel great on your skin. And their products are foolproof, which makes it easy for any skill level to apply.
And it's really cool to know that Thrive Cosmetics donates products and funds to help communities thrive.
Oh, I love that connection. See that? Plus, how cool is it that their high-performance formulas are certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free?
Amazing. And they have zero parabens, sulfates, and phthalates.
I really believe when it comes to makeup, beautiful eyebrows are so important. Don't you think? Their Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner helps you achieve your ideal eyebrow look.
And their easy-to-use waterproof pencil holds like a wax and blends like a powder.
Ooh la la. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back.
Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/90210.
That's Thrive Cosmetics. CAUSEMETICS.com/90210 for 10% off your first order.
Oh, we all love a good trip to Target. And now it just got better.
Target Circle, the program you know and love, now comes with automatic deals.
It's the free and easy way to get the most deals. Because now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will be applied automatically at checkout.
Plus, with unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's.
Right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership. That's $50 off the regular price.
And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day.
Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35.
For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in-store or at target.com/circlecard.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. Mm-hmm. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877- 0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
This is so dumb question, but like, I don't know. So is the makeup to sort of like smooth you out so that on camera you look good? Or is it to like enhance your features to make you more beautiful? I don't know.
I'm laughing at you. It's both. It's really both.
Okay.
Because, you know, we were all teenagers too when we were filming this. So there were like pimples that would pop up and, you know, skin conditions that we all had to go through at young ages, and they had to cover it. You had to be like flawless.
Oh my God. Yeah. Did you ever like have a panic? Like if you had like a skin problem or like.
Yeah. And then that's mortifying to have to show up to work and be like, hi guys, I have a giant thing on my cheek. I don't know where it came. I don't know what to do. Like what that you can't, they can't cancel the day's work. I had to have them cancel my work one time. I had like
on 90210.
Mm-hmm. I had some sort of infection or scabby thing under my nose. And it like grew and grew and grew to like just this big wound, basically. And you couldn't cover it. And I couldn't shoot.
So what do they do? Like shoot everybody else, like rejigger? And when do you call with that? Like the night before, you're like, hey, what do you do about that?
I just showed up that morning with it.
But let them see, yeah. Like,
this is what we're dealing with.
This people. Is not happening.
But yeah, they just like pull work from other times, other days, like however they can board it, you know, to make it work for their schedule. But it's a nightmare when you have to rearrange stuff like that last minute. Ooh, yoy, yoy.
Speaking of nightmares, grandma versus grandma.
Oh my gosh. It was giving me all the 16 candles, grandma and grandpa vibes, you know, when the G parents all show up.
Mm-hmm. You just mentioned 16 candles. I literally wrote down 100% 16 candles because I got like triggered when Brenda's there and the grandma's like, you look taller.
I was waiting for her to be like, and you got your boobies. You know that part.
I was panicked. Like, don't do it. Don't do it. Oh my God. I wonder if everyone got 16 candle vibes.
I don't know. That's so funny that we did
everything.
I wrote it down too. 16 candle vibes with all the G parents.
I was like, oh no, oh no. Although, that was very entertaining back then, but now you're just like, what's up with the grandmas, the mother-in-law and the mother-in-laws hating or like not hating each other, but the table should be near.
Well, you know what? My theory is that Jim's mom is, she's kind of a biatch. I feel like Grandma Walsh, whatever you want to call her. Yeah. I feel like she's difficult and everything's about her. Because
she jumped up on that
she
just stage.
Stole the moment. Not only did she steal the moment, the night from Jim and Cindy, she stole the moment of the announcement of the engagement from Brenda and Stewie.
She already was a little peeved at the catering. Why did they need a caterer? She could have cooked. Now, very sweet though, when Jim ate what I assumed was an asparagus roll and said hers were better. She was so happy about that.
Oh, you know how important asparagus rolls are. I wrote, Grandma Jim is kind of a scene stealer.
Yeah, they're both named Grandma, by the way. Grandma, like Stuart, this is grandma and this is grandma.
Grandma and grandma, of course. But did you notice like in all, like whenever there's a shot of the grandmas in the same shot, Grandma Jim will just slightly upstage the other one. Just kind of like slightly take over the spot.
I can watch for that. Is that a no-no?
What do you mean?
Like in acting, is that a no-no or was it intentional? Like they wanted her to be that way.
I don't know. We'll never know, will we? We'll never know.
Oh my God. I think one of the reasons I love this episode is I love getting the in-laws and the grandparents and like Jim and his mom. And I don't, we maybe knew this, that Jim's father had passed away.
Yeah. I never really clocked that, but yeah.
Yeah. So we got that and then Cindy's parents and then just the whole, it just added such a great element.
I love it when there's a big party and like all the players are there, you know, Jackie and Mel wasn't there because he was in Cabo. Okay, wait. Mel leaves his baby. Okay, so this is Mel's weekend or week or whatever their agreement is with his child. And he ditches her baby Erin, who's so cute. Oh my
God. Yeah, she really looks great.
Hurts my eyeballs. She's so cute.
Yeah, she's adorable. Dresses are so cute.
Dumps her on poor David. Who's
right, like already he's basically stressed a out. Teenager. Like he's like 18 years old.
Yeah, that it just I don't know. But Mel's not the brightest bulb in the bunch, I'll tell you that.
Mel's a bit piggy for me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then Jackie was she gets so pissed though. She's well, not taking you? Anything.
I would too. I would be like
She's a little reactive, fever. But it was just a hot mess. Yeah. Aaron. Like, oh God, couldn't have been worse. And I knew that babysitter was going to be a no-show. I'm like, dude, this babysitter is not coming. But I loved all of it. First of all, that was not a 50 person party. That was definitely 100 people. It was a full on bash band. Mm-hmm. There was a full band,
With a singer and everything. And all those lights that they hung.
Beautiful. And in the front of the house, too.
Oh,
do you think you filmed that at the house? Where did you film
in the backyard. Them? Yeah, that was in the backyard.
So those people, whosever house that is, said, okay, because there was some shots done in the front. And they had the beautiful market lights out. And then they let you in the yard.
Yeah, that was like a night buyout. We had to shoot nights there.
Night. I almost said, do you use their potty? But then I realized you probably have trailers.
Yeah, nobody was really allowed to go inside the house ever. And the trailers were like down the street, you know, they're big. You had to walk a long ways to get back to the toilet, let me tell you. It's always like that.
I will throw one flag on the play. The band's playing, right? And everyone's dancing, but nothing is matching. Like they were definitely dancing to a song that was not being played. Like meaning the music we were hearing comes in post and y'all usually, are told dance, dance, dance.
Yeah. Usually they'll play something with like, you know, a music, a really common music beat. They'll play it like on a boom box back then. And everybody else get jiggy with that. And then they'll redub it later with something they have approved.
Everybody should go rewatch after we do this conversation to see the makeup problem.
I want
to
see that.
And then the dancing was off. Like it was like not aggressively off, but not, wasn't quite.
Should we talk about Brandon, Brenda, Kelly? What do you want to do? Donna and David didn't have a ton to do in this episode.
Start with Brandon because he that was a little boring with the tutoring, but amazing with Lucinda.
Okay, so he meets Lucinda for the first time in the gym.
Immediately came back to me like, important, important, important. I knew it when I saw Dina Meyer's name. I was like, important.
Oh my gosh, I don't know what's going to happen, but I believe you. I remember Dina Meyers. I remember her being there. I remember working with her.
Yeah,
but I don't know where the story's
cool,
going.
And she's still cool.
Yeah, she was always like, I just... Whenever I would lay eyes on her, she's like so beautiful.
Totally.
I just find her strikingly beautiful in that curly hair. Like, wow.
I enjoyed the banter. Although, okay, first of all, the fake sweat was really gnarly.
Oh my gosh. There's always the fake sweat. Because you know what? They're working hard. Just like when Kelly was on the Stairmaster, she needed a good sweat. Spritz. It's a spritz of water.
I literally think I can play two sets of tennis and not
get that sweaty.
Anything.
I know. Well, Brandon was really struggling with those 10-pound weights, though.
And totally. And I think they took a full spray bottle to his face because it was all
beaded with sweat.
Sweat. And then when he was helping her.
They were so light. I didn't understand. First of all, I didn't understand why his weights were so light. And then second of all, I didn't understand why she needed a spotter.
My favorite line in the
For her little 2-pound roundy thing.
Spotter for the thing that's no weights. Then she lifts it twice. And then he goes, good set.
Oh, man.
I love their banter. Like, good set. And I just, first of all, peed myself. And then, are you as smart as you are good looking? And then, could I call you? And she says, no.
Well, because she wants to have coffee with him.
But she said, want to go have coffee. And he couldn't because he had to go tutor. So he says, could I call you? And she says, no. So I'm like, okay, you'll go to eat, drink coffee with this guy, but he can't call you like a proper gentleman?
What? Well, coffee's just coffee. There's no harm, no foul.
I don't know. For me, if somebody was like, want to have coffee? I'd be like, no, but you can call me so I can get to know you. And then maybe we'll have a coffee.
Not Lucinda. She likes face-to-face time. She really does. I was like, whoa, she's definitely pushing 30. And I didn't get it. And then later when she says, how old are you? And they make that whole age moment. I was like, okay, now I get it. She's supposed to be older than him.
Legal, but inappropriate. Like, gross.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Yeah, this show has such a fascination with older.
Younger.
Yeah.
Ew, I don't even want to think about why. Like, that's kind of freaking me out.
Right, because Grant's show and you, that was very similar, although I don't think you were 18 at the time. So it was a little grosser. I mean, from the straight out the gate, Maxwell Caulfield with Brenda, and Brenda is with Stu, and Stu's not as that big of an age difference, but what? She's 18, he's like 24. It's a lot.
It's a lot. And when she was saying it, I was like, run, woman, what are you doing? Like, you know, you don't want to get involved with an 18-year-old. That's just not going to go well.
I mean, and he is cute. And I could see why he likes an older girl. He's mature, Brandon.
He is mature and he's been around. He's had a lot of girlfriends already in 4 seasons on the show.
Okay. Speaking of, he makes a rude but bold shout out to Emily Valentine.
Really?
Foreshadowing.
Wait, what?
Just saying. I think it was done intentionally.
Does Emily Valentine come back?
Yeah, she comes back again.
Oh my God, I should know that.
But he was harsh. Like, what did he say? That psycho or
psycho?
Like,
yeah,
something.
Emily Valentine. He said her whole name too.
Yeah.
Like, but he did look real cute in his suit.
Oh my God. First of all,
jumps out of the Stang and runs across the street to Dylan's house.
Babelicious. And then, come on, Dylan. I just wrote, Dylan is being so dumb.
I wrote, Brandon looks so nice in a suit. Dylan looks so nice in a shower. I was like, whoa, where's he in the shower?
I agree that there was a lot more like showering and sort of like, there's upping the sexiness, I feel like.
Like the maturity?
Yeah. Like, I mean, I could have watched Dylan in that shower all day, and I knew we were going to be in trouble with the gun.
Oh, my gosh.
First of all.
What are you thinking right now?
Who breaks a window?
That's what I'm thinking. I said, you know what? Did Brandon just break the window?
No one does that.
No one does that. You wouldn't do that to even your best friend's house.
Doesn't matter how bad you need your puzzle portrait. He's coming to the party. Leave a
he
big
can bring
note.
It. Yeah.
Leave a big note. Hey, Dill. I forgot portrait. I knocked on all your doors. Can you bring it when you come? In 10 minutes.
Yeah. And then nobody even talks about the broken window. Dylan's so worried about his security, but he doesn't say anything.
The cost of that.
Yeah, they're going to have that whole pane replaced. What a pain. What a pain. Oh, we all love a good trip to Target. And now it just got better.
Target Circle, the program you know and love, now comes with automatic deals.
It's the free and easy way to get the most deals. Because now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will be applied automatically at checkout.
Plus, with unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's.
Right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership. That's $50 off the regular price.
And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day.
Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35.
For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at Target.com/circle card.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/big deal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Jenny, did you notice there was like an extraordinary amount of shaving in this episode? Brandon was shaving, I think, with Brenda in the bathroom. And then—
yeah, he was using like the automatic, like the one you don't have to have the lather with. Uh-huh.
And then Dylan was shaving too.
Yeah, he had the good lather going. And then also cute that he comes out after the— I didn't understand how, okay, so he's shaving while the guy, he thinks somebody's breaking into his house, while Brandon's breaking into the house. Then he comes out with a gun, but he's already got one of those like little things where you put it, if you're bleeding, you put a little tissue on it.
No.
Either he had that or was like a little dot of shaving cream. I couldn't figure out which one it was. I was like, how did he get that on there?
Oh my God, I have to go rewatch. I'm glad that it seems like we're done with the gun thing.
Ugh.
Because I was real done with it.
Yeah, I don't, it's scary. And I just feel like, I mean, maybe it brought awareness to people about gun safety and all of that. But I'm not seeing that as like the major drive of the storyline yet? Other than Brandon saying you're going to kill somebody or you're going to get killed.
And then he went away.
Okay, I'm done with guns.
I also thought, okay, first of all, I get that Brandon was like in a state of shock, but it was really gnarly when he said like, it's me, Brandon. And then they're kind of all heated. And then he says, I know your dad got blown away.
Blown away? Who says that? Who says that to their best friend whose dad died?
I literally wrote, inappropriate. Even as you're like in the gnarliest situation ever. Yeah. Like, what?
Brandon was all over the place with the window and everything.
And Dylan's like, how do I get rid of this gun? Throw it off a pier? I'm like, what the hell? When did these guys become like so
How do you get criminal? Rid of it? Like, is that the, because you it throw it off a pier?
Well,
it was like an illegal. It
from that underage. Guy.
Mm-hmm. Gus.
Wait, was this when the guy, I thought he was eating yogurt, but it turned out it was Haagen-Dazs?
You got really excited when you were rewatching this episode because Gus the gun guy walks out of like the 7-Eleven, the sketchy 7-Eleven, and he was eating some white substance out of a carton. And you got very excited and thought that it was like, yogurt.
They could not get enough yogurt on this show. But I had a theory. I had a theory on the eating for continuity. You really could, because it's in yogurt, or the Haagen-Dazs is in the thing. So you don't mm-hmm. have to worry about like a plate or like a burger being half eaten. So it hides it for continuity.
Smart.
And it's smooth.
So you don't like choke on it, chew it. Right. You are brilliant. You are brilliant. I think that's it. You should be like a prop master.
So I should be like, I should handle like prop food.
Yeah.
You could eat a bowl of mashed potatoes, maybe. Same kind of. But it's got to have the thing so you don't ever notice the continuity of
what's in there.
It going down.
Nice point.
Thanks.
Well, John wants it.
That whole thing was so crazy.
Yeah.
That was crazy. My sketchy van.
No more guns.
I'm going to open my van and there's 412 guns. What?
Well, sadly, that's the way it still is.
Did you notice there was a beautiful quad shot in this episode too? Like it was bigger, it was more beautiful, kind of right after the gun scene.
Inside this quad or outside?
The outdoor. And it just looked magnificent. Mm-hmm.
It was big. It was beautiful.
Were you bummed you couldn't go to the Steely Dan concert?
So bummed. When John Sears invited Kelly to the Steely Dan concert, I was like, go. You've got to go.
She
didn't go.
She didn't go because she had the Walsh's party, but like Steely Dan, like I'm not sure, like what? It was 1990, what?
Four? That's like yacht rock before its time. I love some yacht rock now. God. Like, don't get me wrong.
You can't go to Steely Dan. What about Christopher Cross next weekend? Like, what?
Oh, yeah, I'm in. That's probably one of the best dates I've ever had with my husband. We went to see Christopher Cross. So much so, we had such a great time that we were like, oh my gosh, when we were getting married, wouldn't it be amazing if Christopher Cross could come play our wedding? Idiots thinking this would be a possibility. And we contacted his people and they sent us back a like, he does do weddings. And here's his quote. And it was like, So I can't even remember how much it was. It was like $40,000 or something. And you had to put him up and all of his band up in a first-class hotel. I was like, oh, okay, never mind.
He's got a ride like the wind.
Yeah, he did.
Oh, wait, can we talk about really quickly, because I know we have so much to cover, the lines between John Sears, like, he's crazy about you. He can't eat. He can't sleep. Like, wow.
He's like a predator.
Like, what's going on?
He's lying.
Yeah, he's lying.
And I'm so pissed that Kelly's probably going to take this bait.
Yeah.
He already dumped Dylan for him, basically.
Right.
I don't like
it. Also, I thought your eyebrows looked pretty good still.
I still had thick eyebrows compared to Brenda's. Kelly's were pretty thick still. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it's coming. Did you notice Brenda was putting on her MAC Spice lip liner? Remember that was like the only lipstick color you could wear back then. Spice. They still make that.
It's probably still a hot one. Mm-hmm. Should we? First of all, before we move on to the engagement, I did love when Dylan said, hey, Red.
Oh, I know.
My heart.
I know. Oh. It's weird. Kelly and Dylan are broken up, but like,
And then all of a sudden they're so chummy too. It's like, wait.
I like it that they can be friends. I like it that they can be friends.
Yeah, I mean, it's good, but it's weird.
I don't know, it's not very realistic.
It's not at all. So wait, a couple things we have to cover. The party, the engagement, and Jesse.
Yeah. Okay, so we talked about the party, how beautiful it was, and how you didn't like Cindy's makeup. But we didn't talk about the part where Stu just commandeers the whole first toast thing to his soon-to-be in-laws. Like, who is this guy that's got that kind of nerve to just jump up on stage and take over the party?
Exactly. I don't even need to say anything. As you said it, I was like, what the WTF? What is this guy doing?
Yeah. Weird, weird, weird.
And
weird.
Grandma Jim is just falling for him hook, line, and sinker.
Because she's loaded.
Rich.
Yeah. Know? She just wants that money.
Like, what?
He takes her out front on the porch and wants to have a private moment with her. And I knew it was coming. I knew it was coming.
It's going to be a giant diamond, too. That's massive.
I'm thinking, he's only known her for 2 weeks.
Totally.
There was no, in my mind, there was just absolutely no way Brenda was going to say yes to that. That's not a Brenda response at all. I felt like.
Freaking bananas.
Yeah. I don't think she would have said yes.
That ring.
Yeah, it was all right.
Oh, I thought that ring was, what was it, a pear-shaped? Pear-shaped. Like 4 carats to me, too.
Mm-hmm. I think she said 3.5.
Oh, God, she calls it out.
Yeah. Because when the girls are all crowded around looking at it, somebody says, oh, I think that's at least 3 carats. She goes, 3.5.
Crazy. My favorite, though, is like when you're in the bedroom, I think you're in Brenda's room, and Andre comes in and you're like, I'm fixing my face.
Just fixing my face. Probably an ad lib. That seems like something I would have said, not very Kelly.
Yeah, because it was very Jenny. Wait, that's so funny because the way you said it, you did your Jenny way of like, I'm fixing my face. Like
my Midwesterner came out.
A little comedy. Like, oh my God.
My Midwesterner came out. But you know what? Brenda seems so happy. I like engaged Brenda. She really seems so happy. I want this for her. Even though I don't believe that she should have said yes. I'm excited for her.
Yeah, they're cute. They're real cute. Mm-hmm.
They're perfect.
Yeah.
I don't know. You know what's going to happen. I don't know what's going to happen.
Well.
Yeah. You can't. No, you can't tell me. Let's talk about Jesse.
I mean, that was adorable.
His cuties.
It was, the chemistry was excellent. And you fully feel that he is charming
immediately. So sweet. Uh-huh.
And they had a, because chemistry is so like, I don't know if the word is in or untangible. Mm-hmm. I don't even know if that's a word.
Intangible.
Might not even be a word. But immediately, I was just like, yes, yes. I wrote, OMG, there he is.
I like Jesse.
I just... For her, that was real.
Yeah. So if Jesse's coming onto the scene, then that means soon Gabrielle will be pregnant.
Now, a couple people did text us, Instagram us, however you say it, that she was pregnant already. And then we got this really interesting Instagram I wanted to read you. Hold on. Okay. This says... This is about, I'm segueing out to Stuart because this is another Instagram. I remember he was a hotel worker in the episode when they went to Palm Springs for spring break. He worked at the hotel Dylan was staying at and helped Brenda have a place to sleep that night. And then somebody wrote, that was Tom, not Stuart. Same actor playing a different character. So I don't know if anyone can figure this out in the 2 seconds we have left or if we need, is that correct? Was David Gale on the show before?
I think so. I think we've talked.
It's coming
back. I think I've heard this. Mm-hmm. He was in the Palm Springs episode.
So, yeah. I'm
glad they brought him back. He's great.
It's has been fact checked and it is correct. Yeah, he's charming too. And oh my God, I saw Gil Myers on something. Give me a minute.
Wait.
I was watching an old movie and Gil Myers, and it was a big movie. What was I watching? Oh my God. Anchor. Bruce Almighty.
Bruce Almighty. Amy, shut your face. When were you? I was watching Bruce Almighty maybe yesterday or the day before in the middle of the afternoon. Turn on the TV. Bruce Almighty came on. I had to sit down.
Watching the same channel.
Oh my God. That's insane. But I didn't see Dill. I didn't see him.
You didn't?
No.
So Gil Myers, you must have liked, because I didn't watch the whole thing either.
No, me either.
But he's the sportscaster. And like, so he's like in a hockey champion. Oh. And then Jim Carrey like does a spell on him or whatever. Uh-huh. And then he
God
like falls
thing.
Over.
Oh,
and
I'm
like,
God. What a good movie. You can't just turn, if you see that come up on the guide of the TV listing, you got to click on it. Because you can't just not watch Bruce Almighty.
I really love that you and I just don't leave our houses.
It's so true. It's really sad.
Movie from
middle of the afternoon. Shouldn't I be doing something productive with my life? That's my question.
I could just be out walking or doing anything, but nope, there I am in my bed. First of all, I know I wasn't on the couch. I was in the bed.
Oh, you took it a step further. We should talk.
I had a couple more quick comments. Who's allergic to cashmere? Like, is that real?
Wait, that was my favorite line of the episode. She said something like, seems like a, I love it, or it fits so good, the ring or something. He said, so does cashmere, but you're allergic to it.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, who's allergic? I mean, it's a rat. Isn't cashmere, what is that, a rabbit? No.
No, I think it's just like, who is allergic to
it? It's just a fabric. It's not an animal.
No, I don't think it's an animal. I think it's cotton or something, but it's so like, I'm allergic to a lot and I'm not allergic. Who's
Well, that sucks for her.
I've noticed it before, but it's the first time I want to call it out. The flower stenciling over their archway.
Uh-huh.
Oh, pardon me. Cashmere is from goats. Oh my God.
Cashmere is from goats? I don't believe it.
I didn't believe that either. Yeah, that stenciling. And I got to say, I'm not crazy about that.
No, it's very decoupage. It's very stencil and then deco, like, you know, when you tap the paint on. I don't like that. But it was there for eternity. Somebody wanted that there.
And then it was just like, go to bed, Brenda. Go to bed. Mom and Dad are going to have a 2-second dance and talk about you.
Mm-hmm. And that was it. Not much of a cliffhanger other than Brenda's engaged.
Right. And And Celeste is still around. Not giving her much to do.
She didn't go anywhere, but she's still there.
Around. And it was a little weird for me when Brenda got engaged that all the girls run over and Celeste. I'm like,
she's one of the girls.
Yes.
They've hung out at the beach, remember?
Yeah. I mean, they're definitely friends, but.
Did you like Kelly's dress, red dress, with the double straps?
Yes, of course.
Those straps were cute. And Brenda's like long engagement dress, I guess we'll call it.
Yeah, everyone looked
It was like
great.
A slip dress.
Everyone mm-hmm. looked good at that party.
And Donna had a cute little white dress on. She was so cute. She was like, what should I wear? This one or this one to David?
Oh my God.
He could care less.
The apples and the white, and then she looked amazing.
Yeah, thank God she didn't wear that apple one.
Oh my God. The apples were iconic. But that white looked so good.
Yeah, she did. She looked great.
All right,
next week.
They all drink alcohol, though.
No, they don't. They were drinking punch.
Punch?
Punch.
So was Andrea getting the beer for Dan Rubin from?
She was getting him a champagne, and she got herself a punch.
Okay, well, all right, I'll give it to her. My favorite line, if I may.
Go for it.
It's gorgeous. So are you. From Mrs. Walsh. Oh, my God.
Oh.
Well, thanks for an incredible 20 years. I like really felt like they were in love.
Yeah, me too.
Cute.
As we should feel. Yes, they brought it all. Next week, you guys, we have episode 9 of season 4, Otherwise Engaged. So the engagement saga will continue.
Do you want to see my score?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't quite give it a 10. 9.8.
Ooh, yeah. That's so high.
Yeah, I loved it.
9.8. Last week I gave a 5. So I'm moving up.
Oh, and 7.5 is good for you.
Yeah, 7.5 because I love a good party with some twinkle lights.
I really miss Tori. Poor Tori.
I know.
And she was trying hard, guys. She was trying hard because she texted saying, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. I'm making it. And then, ooh.
Yeah, no, there was no making it. So everybody will wish her well and she'll be better and with us next week and yeah, we will be week? Back.
Oh, yeah, you said engagement. Yes.
Otherwise engaged. Go watch it. Bye.
Target Circle, the program you know and love now, includes automatic deals.
The all-new Target Circle is the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will be automatically applied at checkout.
Plus, the unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360, is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's.
Right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership.
That's $50 off the regular price.
And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day.
Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35.
For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
Relive the magic of the iconic pop culture, music, and fashion of the 90s on The 90s Cruise. 5 days of concerts with some of the decade's most iconic stars, nightly theme parties, celebrity interaction, and all-out 90s events and activities.
Over 25 concerts and live performances starring Blues Traveler, Collective Soul, Gin Blossoms, Everclear, Lit, and more.
The 90s Cruise will sail from Tampa and head to Cozumel and Costa Maya, Mexico on Royal Caribbean Serenade of the Seas, January 31st through February 5th, 2025.
Head to the90scruise.com to book your cabin.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.